Girls Education South Sudan 2023 cash transfers to schoolgirls has commenced. Now we are joined by officials from this institution to bring us a speed on the latest development. And joining me is Akuja Degareng, team leader in India, Perry, senior responsible officer, British Embassy in Juba. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Irene.
Morning, Irene. Thanks for having us.
Okay, you're welcome to the program. Now, let's kickstart with the launch of the commencement of the cash transfer. Akuja, just bring us to speed. How did it go?
Well, we are still gathering the news from yesterday, but we kicked off in a few counties. We're trying to kind of gather all of the kind of the feedback from the team on the ground.
Right. So did it happen simultaneously?
Yes, it is happening simultaneously because some areas that are still schools that are still being validated, and we don't want to delay the process. So as soon as an area, a county is all the schools have been validated and all the girls validated, we kick off the payments.
Okay. So that means the payments haven't started?
No, they have started, but it's not sort of a, you know, we're so as we complete the validation of the girls, we start. In the past, you might remember that we wait until every single school and every single girl is validated before we kick off.
Right.
But we learn from that delays the process.
Uh-huh.
So we, as soon as a school and a county, for example, because obviously it costs, it logistically costs to sort of go into one school and come back out again.
Right.
So we make sure that a whole county is completed first, and then the pay agents go in and start.
Right.
The
so how long does the validation process take?
It depends. So generally anything between 6 to 8 weeks in general.
Okay.
So that's yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many girls have gone through the process?
We are planning to pay around 425,000 girls this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are around, in terms of validation itself, we are probably 98% of the girls have been validated.
Right. And in which areas are these?
Across the country.
Right.
So we, you know, all the 10 states and the administrative areas.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Akuja. Yes, Jill, what is the impact of the cash transfers since the inception of the program? I mean, just bring us to speed on the number of beneficiaries that you've been able to reach.
Thanks so much, Irene. So the program started actually about 10 years ago. And we know that when the program started, there was only 521,000 girls at primary school and just under 10,000 girls in secondary in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, last year, we've seen an increase, almost a doubling, up to 1 million girls in primary and 71,000, just over 71,000 girls in secondary.
Yeah.
So we've seen such an improvement as a result of the whole of the JESS program, the support to the education sector, over the last just over 10 years,
right?
Which is really impressive.
Right. So far, you can attest that over 1 million enrollment of girls is being registered in schools.
At primary level, yes.
Primary
and
level.
Then at secondary level, we know it's more challenging at secondary. There are less secondary schools in the country.
Right.
But that has increased by almost 7 times. And we know that we've reached over 1 million girls with cash transfers.
Right.
So we're seeing some really positive results, but we know that the challenge continues.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what is the impact in secondary schools?
So secondary school, we've seen the increase from around 10,000 to just over 71,000 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that continues to increase each year. But we know, as we said, that there are fewer secondary schools in the country, and it is harder for girls and boys to be able to continue their education at that level because they're often at an age where they are more vulnerable to early child marriage and to being engaged in labour and so on. So that's still a real challenge, but we are seeing some positive results.
Right. Thank you so much, India. Akuja, just bring us to speed. Which of these girls qualify for this transfer?
Thank you. Yes. So those who are eligible are those enrolled between primary 5 to primary 8 and senior 1 to senior 4.
Right.
In addition, this year for the first time we are including girls in accelerated learning programs, which are programs that are designed to help girls who might have dropped out, condensing primary. Instead of the 8 years, they do it in 4 years.
Right.
So these girls are being targeted this year to be included in the cash transfers. So level
right.
three and level four of the accelerated learning programs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So why this particular age group?
In general, the age group that we are targeting are from sort of the initial sort of assessment that we've done. This is the age where girls reach their sort of teenage puberty, which is around the time that issues around early pregnancy, early marriage increase.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of trying to compensate for that. We know that the challenge around education of girls is very much financial, but also cultural.
Mm-hmm.
They're all linked.
Right.
So in a sense, we're trying to reduce that burden, perhaps, on parents,
right.
where they say, oh, look, you're now a teenage girl, you're 15, you're 16, maybe you should now get married off and bring, cows into the family.
Mm-hmm.
So by us providing that, input into the family in the form of the cash
mm.
helps to alleviate that burden
right.
on the girl and on the family.
Right. Well, India, so what is the amount to be received per girl?
So we have 32,000 SSP for girls in their candidate classes. So this is girls in P8 and S4. And then for everyone else, it's 25,600 SSP.
Mm.
So those are from P5, P6, P7, S1, S2, S3, and the girls in ALP
right.
As well. And we know that the financial burden for sending a child to school is probably higher than this amount. But given the kind of restrictions on our budget, this is as much as we can give at the moment. But it is an increase on the previous year. We know that there are a lot of inflationary pressures. Things
yeah.
are getting more expensive in
yeah.
markets. So we're trying to support as much as we can.
Right. So what is this amount expected to cover?
So there are lots of financial barriers to attending school. Unfortunately, the government of South Sudan has not been paying teacher salaries properly. We know that even when they are paid, they're too low for a teacher to be able to exist.
Mm.
That at primary level, the government hasn't been releasing their capitation grants. For 5 years, we had a small release earlier in the year. And so unfortunately, that means that schools that wouldn't normally charge fees are having to collect this money from students. And so this money is to support families and students to be able to afford that, but also some of the other costs of going to school, the transport to get there,
yeah.
the fees for exams, which is why we pay girls in exam years slightly more, the cost of a uniform, the cost of their books.
Mm.
A lot of girls we speak to buy shoes to be able to get to school, bags to cover their books, and so on.
Right.
So we really hope this money is used to be able to support that girl to go to school.
Right. Yes, India. How is this money dished out? Is it through parents or do you give it to the girls themselves?
So we give it directly to the girls, and that's very important to us. There's a lot of challenges, as you can imagine, handing out lots of cash around South Sudan. So we have quite a lot of procedures in place to make sure that the money is directly handed to a girl.
Mm.
And we encourage girls to count that money when they receive it. And it's normally happening in schools.
Mm.
So it's supported by the administration at the school, by the paying agent. And we really encourage when a girl is under 18, for their responsible adult, whether that's a parent or a member of the community, to be there and to escort them home, because we know that there are lots of challenges in trying
right.
to pick this money
right.
from these girls who really deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Akuja, how long is this going to take?
So we are hoping to complete the payments by the time that schools close for this academic year in December.
Right.
So fingers crossed, everything goes according to plan.
Okay.
If and when there is maybe schools or girls that have not been paid, we will definitely make sure that as soon as schools reopen, we'll commence again.
Right.
But that's usually a small percentage.
Right. And I heard from India about the progress of girls' enrollment, although, of course, there's noticeable, challenges in secondary schools due to various reasons. So how far has this support managed to help keep a girl in school?
We definitely hear stories in terms of course beyond the numbers as well. We of course, as part of the general sort of monitoring that we do, but also gathering stories with Joy, who speaks a lot to the girls around, you know, despite the fact that the cash transfer is not a huge amount, this really, you know, the kind of the little that is provided really helps them to ensure that they cater for the basic needs,
right.
And that really encourages them to persevere, because in a sense, apart from the kind of the material benefit of it, I know that these girls feel seen, that they feel valued,
right.
That someone actually thinks about their future and is making an effort to contribute to it,
right.
So that increases the confidence, the desire to succeed, and that for me is the biggest impact that we see.
Right. Ladies, this has been our time. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. Akuja, before I let you go, what is your final remark?
My final remark is really very important to ensure that this process is completed safely for the girls. We are, you know, appealing to all of the citizens, you know, the parents, the community, to make sure that these girls receive their funds complete. No one should really attempt to try and take these funds from these girls. This is the only amount that they get once a year to support their education.
Right.
And if we're serious about the education of our girls and the development of this nation, we need to make sure that this process is done safely and is done well. We have zero tolerance for any misappropriation of these funds. And if there is any incident that you hear about, any of us, yourself, Irene, we have a telephone number that they can, you know, everybody can call to report any incident of misappropriation or safeguarding, and as well as talk to the team on the ground. We have our partners who are implementing the program. We have government officials and even the media. We have to hold ourselves accountable.
Mm-hmm. And what's that phone number?
The phone number. Yes, thank you. So we have two phone numbers. There's one MTN. And let me just say that we are in a process and we're trying to make the numbers or the calls toll free. So the MTN number is +211 928 520 824, and the second number is a Zain number, +211 917 647 891.
Right. Thank you so much, Akuja. India Perry, anything else?
Thank you so much for having us. I just want to say I'm obviously here from the British government, but I am representing all the donors to this program, which demonstrates how important this issue is. So for the US, for Government Affairs Canada, the European Union, and recently we've also had Sweden and Norway join us as well. And I also just want to preempt a quick question. We get lots of questions of why boys aren't receiving this money. And just to say, we know that in South Sudan, in some schools, there are only 11 girls for every 100 boys. So we're really trying to tackle that problem.
Right. Equity, it is. India Perry, Akuja D. Garang, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.